In this week's Torah reading of Ki Tavo, we encounter the mitzvah of bringing the bikurim, the commandment of bringing the first fruits of the harvest. And this mitzvah sheds light on an inner tension built into existence, the tension between egotism and altruism, between our material and spiritual sides. But first, an introduction. I went to high school at an all-boys Presbyterian prep school in Memphis, Tennessee. And we took a class called Comparative Religion, taught by a preacher. It was something like that. We learned that according to Christianity, this world be damned. There's no hope for materialism. It's completely disconnected from spirituality. It's evil through and through. It's one or the other. You can't have both. Judaism begs to differ. And that message is delivered in this commandment of bringing the first fruits. The Torah tells us, V'lekachta mireshit kol pri ha'adamah asher tavi mi'artzecha Asher Adonai Elohecha noten lach v'samta v'tenet. Take the first fruits of the land, which you must bring from your land that the Lord your God gave you, and put it in a basket. Now the only fruits that are required to bring to the temple are those through which the land of Israel is praised, the ones mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8. That's wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. The Jewish farmer puts them in a basket, brings them to the temple, approaches the altar, and there, together with the Kohen, they elevate the fruits. A lot of symbolism going on here. Pay attention. The farmer joins hands with the priest, who represents holiness, and they elevate the fruits. What are the fruits? That's a person's material wealth, his dividends after an entire year of toil in the fields. And he takes that and elevates it to holiness and leaves it as a gift for the priestly tribe. That's the role of the Jewish people. Where other nations don't see sparks of holiness, it's incumbent upon us to reveal to the world that all of God's creation, not just heaven, but the earth as well, is infused with meaning, purpose, and holiness. It's not easy. Imagine when a person starts to engage in this world, whoa, you can lose your moral compass easily and crash. But the Torah discharges us with that responsibility, and it's our mission. One final takeaway, which Rabbi Chaim Brookman points out in his book. The mitzvah of bringing the first fruits can only be performed with fruits grown in the land of Israel. Why? The Torah is communicating to us here a huge message that to elevate the material world can only be done in the Holy Land. Do you hear that juxtaposition? Holy Land. Land which is seemingly mundane can appear as holy only in Israel. No other place in the world has that title. In conclusion, only when the Jewish nation is living in its land can every aspect of our existence, be it farming, science, business, technology, high tech, the military, Torah study, only in Israel can all of these be elevated and united with the spiritual world. And every single Jew who comes back to live in the land of Israel is bringing us closer to this central national mission. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El. Helpful. 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 Helpful.